Hello, Joe. Hi, Bethy and Pammy and Bradley. Hey, Bethy, Pammy, I want to thank you very much for that Christmas tree. It was very pretty, and I know you put a lot of work in on it. It looked real nice. We had it up there on the table. It had lots of presents under it and all kinds of goodies to eat. It looked real pretty. So I want to thank you very much for sending it to us. And let's see, I got a bunch of notes here, Joe, from your tape, which I finally got to hear, and also from two or three letters that I've gotten here. I guess, first of all, I ought to thank you for the very nice birthday card that you sent. That was a very nice poem. I guess it was all pretty much true and pretty much fits me, huh? Yeah, it was very fitting and a real nice card. But once again, like I said, I can just see you picking through them to try and find the right card, and it was real nice. Well, my birthday was pretty quiet, really, around here. It was the same as every other day. Just flew a mission, and we are just now getting settled in our new place here at Song Bay. Ugh. As I've been telling you, excuse me, the dust is real bad here. And until we get the Pentaprime around on these roads, it's going to be kind of grim, but we're learning to live with it. And in our particular area here where the tent is, it's not too bad. We're sheltered by the trees and have quite a bit of grass in our area here. So also we got a piece of plastic and put it over the ground here for a ground cloth, so it's not too bad in our tent. And we're hoping to get some board put in some floor here, make kind of a wooden floor, and that'll help quite a bit. And it's the weather so far has been fairly cooperative. It's nice and cool at night. You need a blanket. In the day it gets up to about 90, so it's pretty warm in the middle of the day, but otherwise not too bad. All that noise in the background is from a fellow Irishman there, Joe. That's Bob Cockey. He's one of our new facts that just joined us here out of SAC, and just got in, and so we've been giving him a hard time about being a long lifer, they call him over here. When you got that long ago, you're called a lifer. Anyway, he's rearranging. We're moving a little bit, remaking his bed over here. So if you hear some noise, well, it's the same old thing. Okay, you mentioned about Norm getting home early. As I had explained to you earlier, of course, he flew some missions up north of the DMZ, and at that time, they were still giving credit for them and giving them a 2 months cutoff on their DRO. So he lucked out and was one of the last ones in on that deal. They're no longer doing that, and so they're not getting many volunteers these days to go north since they're not getting any reduction in DROs. But I was glad to see him get it. I think they well earned it by taking the chances up there that they did, and I'm glad to see that he got home early. Of course, I know it is kind of hard for you to take, and maybe it doesn't seem fair in a way, but I think anybody goes up there and gets in front of those 37mm ought to get something for it. I guess the sweatshirt, I had completely forgotten about that. I remember now that Shoemaker gave it to us at that party. I was thinking all the time that Donnie and David given it to me. I don't know why, but anyway, it did come in very handy. It was so comfortable. It's nice and soft, and I used it. I slept in it quite a bit up at Ballock, where it got so doggone cold at night. I guess maybe I'm just not used to the cold weather anymore, but it was quite chilly. The humidity, even though it didn't get any lower than the 40s, it did get into the 40s a couple nights though. And around here, that's very cold. Okay, you mentioned about Bill Roth extending. I haven't talked to Bill in quite some time now, but I know he was, the last time I saw him, he was talking about it at that time. Like you were talking about his career, his big worry, of course, was he didn't want to go back to SAC or one of those places, and they're really grabbing him nowadays. That was his main reason for extending, I think, was to get back into fighters. He felt this was the only way he was going to be able to swing it. I feel myself, I'm very fortunate to get what I got out of it, and I suspect that's why he did it, although I can't believe that he would do this without even consulting his wife. I imagine it was quite a blow to her to just be notified that he had extended. That's not quite the right way to do it, it seems to me. He could have at least sort of laid a little groundwork and explained it to her. Well, I guess that's their problem. I'm sorry that she's taking it so hard, though. I hope that Pam is feeling better now and that all her tests came out okay. It sounds like she's had kind of a hard time here lately. You feeling better, Pammy? I hope so. Well, let's see. Okay. Next things I've got here is a list. We got some bronzeware from Wayne. He hadn't mentioned what he had sent us, so I didn't know. But anyway, it sounds real nice. And I'll try and... I've got a brass coffee pot put down on the list now. And about the stainless silverware, I can order from Noritake. They have some stainless. They have a 52-piece set for about $18. It looks real nice. It's the soft satin type that we wanted, and it's in the modern vein. They also have a larger set, 76 pieces, I think, but they don't have a price on it, and I don't know if I can order it that way or not. I was just wondering if you could write me right back and tell me if you'd like for me to order that way, and go ahead and order the large set, the 12-piece setting on that, or if you want me to wait and see if I can pick something up in Hong Kong a little better. I suppose I could still order the stainless after I got back, since I'll still have another week in country. I think I could probably order it then if I can't find it in Hong Kong. Well, I'll see what you say on that. Also, I don't have a catalog that has that that type of ironstone and that wear in it. It's not listed in my Noritake catalog. They don't have the cheaper, well, they don't have any other except their brands, and they only have the more expensive ones in there. I'm going to check around and see if I can find it. If not, maybe I can find it in Hong Kong anyway. I know our problem. I know we do have to get some new everyday dishes, so I'll see what I can work on that. You mentioned the dinette set. I think we ought to, if we can, perhaps cut a corner or two there and maybe try and repair those seats. Like you say, the frames, I think, are still fairly good. It's just a matter of getting the seats fixed on them. Maybe we can find some new seats, or maybe fix those up a little somehow. I don't really know how yet, but all I can know is that right now our list of stuff is getting bigger and bigger, and we only got so much money, and I don't want to go into a lot of debt just because, you know, we can go broke on all these good deals. So we do have to buy a new bed, and I would like to get a king size, and of course that's $300 right there, and we'll probably just wait and get one over on the coast when we do that. But that's something we will have to get, and I know we need dressers too, but I don't know if we're going to be able to afford that right away or not. We'll just have to play that one by ear. I hope we can, but like I say, I just don't want to get into a lot of debt to do it. But we'll be getting some soon anyway. You say you're still having trouble with your tape. I don't know if you've taken it to try and get it fixed or not with anybody, but try and find somebody who knows what they're doing around electronics, and especially Japanese stuff, and get that thing fixed. I was thinking perhaps of, Ray said he wanted one, maybe we could just sell it to them when we leave, and that way they could have it, because we won't really have any great need for it once I get home. We might as well get it fixed and sell it to them, if they're still interested, that is. About Alaska, I don't think we're going to be able to make that, Joe. I would like to, too, but the time is such that, the way I see it now, by the time I get home and spend about 2 weeks at home there, just getting stuff packed and reshuffled and all the normal paperwork and getting cleared out of there and getting our stuff arranged for moving, plus trying to get a car and all this stuff. And then, of course, I'd like to spend about a week in Kansas, and then a week of travel, and it's going to be time to report, because I'll have to be reporting sometime in the middle of April at Myrtle Beach. So I don't see how we're going to be able to hack it. Plus, the fact really money is, we really don't have the money. If we're going to get all this stuff we want to, we're not going to be able to afford to go up there anyway. So I'm afraid we're going to have to take a rain check on that, although I'd like to go as much as you, but I think we're going to have to do that in the future. Now my tape's already gone. I'm going to tape the other side at 1 7/8 because I've still got quite a bit to cover. This tape's going faster than I thought it would. So I'll be taping a little slower on the other side and cover the rest of my notes here. See you on the flip side.